The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
On Tuesday, the change of mind period of the CEO has opened for Leaving Cert students. It's 50 years since the creation of the Central Applications Office, which, of course, we all know as the CAO. Paul, 50 years as the CAO, you think it's time for change. Tell us why.
I suppose 50 years is a long time for anything to be in operation, but the issue that's really emerged in the redevelopment of the senior cycle is that the CAO, as it operates at the moment, is being gamed by the universities and is not being operated in the best interest of the students. So it is, I suppose, crude one size fits all, adds huge pressure and anxiety on students, on parents, on families, on schools. It puts the focus on, you get questions like, is that going to be on the exam? Do we need to do that? It loses sight of education for education's purposes and putting the student at the centre of the development of skills and aptitudes and abilities.
See, I completely agree with you. And it just, I mean, I've a daughter going through the Leaving Cert, two kids before that going through the Leaving Cert. And what really strikes me about the Leaving Cert is you used the word gamed. I mean, the system is about gaming the system. It's about learning off by rota, having pre-prepared answers ready to go. There seems to be very little scope for innovation, for originality. And it clearly benefits those, I think, who, for example, are able to have grinds, who are able to go to grind schools, and they're pumping out these pre-prepared answers to learn off by heart. It's no way to run a Leaving Cert.
Well, the CAO system as it operates benefits three groups of people. One are the universities, the second are the grind schools, and the third are the small number of people who've managed to crack the code, as it were, and they benefit from it. But the vast majority of students, I sat in front of a group of students who were doing a Leaving Cert this year, and I said, I'm going into a meeting about senior cycle redevelopment. What is their one greatest wish for a redeveloped senior cycle? And they went into a bit of a discussion and came back and said, change the CAO, how it operates. It puts huge pressure on them. It's unfair. Recently, University in Galway published a paper that said they were dropping numbers for their arts degree and they were considering dropping the arts degree. So, but they said they made strategic decisions to keep the points high. Now, what that actually means is there were more places than there were students, but in order to keep the points high, they put an artificial cap. So there were students who wanted that course who couldn't get that course in order to keep the points high. Now, that's not student-centred, and that was in a published report. So how widescale is that?
And then the counter thing is you've got people going for courses because they have high points rather than because they really want to do them.
We believe the aptitudes, abilities and interests of students are not captured in the CAO.
Okay, what would change look like?
Well, first of all, we have to acknowledge that we do need an entry system into university and we do need a matriculation requirement. For example, we want our engineers to be good at maths. We want our doctors to be good at biology. So we do need a matriculation requirement. But why do we have to be good at six subjects and all subjects in order to get high points?
So are you tilting towards the English system where they three A levels, I think you do, isn't it?
No, we've made a strategic decision here in Ireland to keep a broad and balanced education, which is not in keeping with a lot of our European partners who specialise in vocational education from the age of about 15. And I would be fully in support of the keeping that broad and balanced education. And it's given us paid dividends in the international PISA studies where we're performing in the top 10 of the world in literacy and numeracy. So we need to keep the number of subjects that students are doing, but we need to count less subjects towards the points. So students can focus on and prioritise the subjects that they are good at.
Will they not just ignore the subjects that they know they're not going to use for the points?
Well, we can't allow that to happen within the system. I mean, you do have really important subjects that are important for personal development, such as SPHE and RSE and all of those. And well-being is really important. PE is really important. We need to keep those elements within the school. But I think we need to lift the pressure cooker off this for students.
Okay, can I tell you another of my bugbears about the Leaving Cert? I believe it is overly geared towards people who are good at maths. If you're good at maths, you are more likely to get high points than someone who, if let's say you're good at maths but not brilliant at English, you're more likely to get high points than someone who's brilliant at English but not quite so good at maths. And I think that's unfair because you've maths, you've applied maths, you're probably going to be good at physics.
Absolutely.
And those subjects are more right and wrong. You're more likely to get H1 if you're very good at those. You could be brilliant at English and not get a H1 in English.
You could, yeah. But we live in a technological age now. So I don't understand why the points that we calculate from our results cannot be bespoke to the course that we apply for. So, for example, if you're applying for journalism, let the bonus points be English. If you're applying for accountancy, let the bonus points be business or accountancy. So, therefore, you would get different point totals for each course that you apply for, and your aptitude and ability would give you a bonus. So if you're really good at English, your bonus points, because your courses will be geared towards English courses, so your bonus points will be there. And surely in the modern day of AI, where there's an algorithm, that is an easy fix in the CAO. But I suppose our issue is it's not being talked about. There was a transitions group that worked up until 2017 that made recommendations that have not yet been implemented. Mm-hmm. They've been implemented on the side of education, and that we've changed from A1, A2 to H1, H2 to make it
massive
easier.
Change.
But what hasn't been implemented is the common entry programs to allow students get easier entrance into universities and specialise once they get in there.
Okay, so, two last questions. One thing I'm not so sure about is your point that it puts too much pressure on kids. I mean, are we in danger of mollycoddling kids? I mean, pressure, maybe, you know, there's pressure in life. Maybe you need to get used to that at some point.
Pressure is good. But pressure is different than when we grew up. I think employers and universities will agree that students do need to develop key skills, key competencies, attitudes, collaboration, and all of those skills, which are not assessed in the Leaving Cert. So we're training students for a different way of working, a different kind of pressure. And the additional assessment component that's coming in the Leaving Cert is going to give students an opportunity to collaborate, work independently, present their work, take responsibility. That's a different kind of pressure than that terminal exam.
Final question. I asked you earlier what change would look like, and you gave some examples of what it could look like. Will we ever see that kind of change, do you
think?
Well,
what we're calling for is a reinstatement of the transitions group, which is all of the stakeholders to come together so that the universities can get out of it what they want, schools can get out of it what they want, and more importantly, the students can be at the centre of it. So to say I'm hopeful, yes, I am hopeful, and I'm optimistic, and we have to remain that way.
Will we ever see a Leaving Cert that moves away from learn off by heart, learn by rote, here's the answer, just learn that off and regurgitate it in the day and you'll get a H1. Will we ever see one that
I
moves
certainly
away
hope
from
so. Knowledge is important and we can't move away from knowledge, but what we have to move away from is the ability of the system to be gamed. And that I think the aspiration of the redeveloped senior cycle certainly is moving in that direction.
Okay, Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder today.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.